Hey everyone. Everyone's ready for some learning about some sustainable open source development? Oh, what? What? Okay, cool. So I'm going to be talking today about Human Essentials, and that's how you can find it on GitHub. A little bit about some of the best practices we've done, and hopefully have a little bit of a discussion at the end. Try to save a little time in the talk. Hi, I'm Sean Marcia. I'm a software engineer on GitHub's social impact team. I'm also part of Ruby for Good. I love baking. I'm a Zimmergist. I'll let you Google that. And I'm from the Washington, D.C. area, so if any of you are planning on coming to Washington, D.C. or you're from there, reach out. I'd love to take you out for a coffee or tea or whatever your beverage of choice is. Well, I guess everyone found out I was speaking because they're all rushing in. And I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to be talking about the Human Essentials app. It's a couple fun things. We are a digital public good. Woohoo! Got our certification last year. We won the 2022 Pizzagatti Prize from N10. And so audience participation. Who's familiar with the concept of an essentials bank? Okay, there's one person, a coworker of mine. So essentials banks, that's actually not why she's familiar, but essentials banks are things like diaper banks, peer supply banks, adult incontinence banks. They operate on the same concept of like a food bank, where they don't give food directly to the public, they give it to organizations that give it to the public. So like a diaper bank collects diapers and things like that, and gives it to like homeless shelters, women's shelters, like high school programs, things like that that are distributing directly to the public. And these are the organizations that Human Essentials software serves. And just a couple of quick facts about diaper banks in the US is just last year, 40% of the families in the United States relied on or had diaper need. And like, the last time they did the survey was in 2010, and it was 33% of the families, so things are maybe getting a little bit worse. And of those families suffering from diaper need, 25% of them had to miss work because of that. And the reason why like they miss work is you can't put your kid into daycare unless you have diapers for the kid. And if you don't have diapers, you can't put them in daycare. Well, then you can't go to work, and then you don't have money, and you have less money, and it's this vicious negative feedback loop. And the same thing too, like 28% of these families often had to choose between buying food for their kids or diapers. And just, it's not a good situation for families in this situation. And so like our software, some facts about it. Now we have over 240 banks across the United States and some in Canada now registered using it. And like I said, they're on the partner system. And so we have about 5,000 community partners. Our project started in 2015. And it's now helping over 3 million kids a year and over 500,000 period supply recipients. We've had over 300 contributors on GitHub, which is pretty cool. We're endorsed by the National Diaper Bank Network and the Alliance for Period Supplies. These are the two big national networks in the United States. We're a digital public good, like I said, which we're super stoked about. And we're 100% volunteer driven. Like, we've never had a paid person, and we don't charge anything to all the diaper banks and peer supply banks using the software. So yeah, like, are we a unicorn? Like, how did we do this? Like, how did we get here? And so kind of first, like, background before we kind of get into that, some background information, basic kind of things, is like, we have like a team etiquette, which really is three things. It's to be patient with people, be helpful, and be kind. Like, we really believe that it's much better to be kind than to be right. And so kindness really matters, and like that is our ethos with our teams and our contributors, which I think is why we have so many people. And also like just kind of like some basic stats too, we have a README in GitHub, we have a contributing guide, like all the little